One time, ladies and gentlemen, we are live and direct.
Hey, this is Wade.
And this is DJ CJ. We're the hosts of Discarded Radio.
Here in Vancouver.
Here our new take on the 30-year legacy of Discarded Magazine, your Vancouver indie music monthly. Featuring hot local bands, live interviews, and good times.
Yeah!
Tune in every Tuesday from 5 to 6 for your weekly dose of what's happening in print, on stage, and live on the airwaves. It's Discorder Radio.
Discorder.
On CITR.
CITO.
CITR.
101.9
FM. 101.9
FM
in Vancouver.
March 24th, 2015. Our first show of spring. Spring into a brand new season, a brand new show. Lots happening on the show this week, including talking about this show, which everybody's been so stoked about for months, it seems. It's Viet Cong. This is Continental Shelf. Discorder Radio. CITR 101.9. We are back on Discorded Radio. That was Continental Shelf from Viet Cong, one of the hottest new acts of 2014, bringing their show, their sold-out show. They're sold out. Well, the show's sold out. The tour has been getting doing very, very well. Viet Cong is playing this Saturday at the Biltmore. Tickets are hard to come by. I know here people at the station are clamoring to try to get to some, maybe one or two potentially open tabling opportunities. Yeah, Viet Cong from Calgary, playing with Victoria's own Freak Heat Waves, who were tearing up the CITR charts a lot over the past month. And we're going to talk a bit about the CITR charts just shortly. Hey guys, this is Wade here as always for Discord Radio along with DJ CJ, Matt Muse, and Liz Holiday. Hello, gang.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, okay. We're not even. I thought we were going to hype this up, but it is. It is spring. You know, fruits and vegetables that are aplenty. So we thought we'd try to kick off our first show of the spring by all biting into some juicy carrots that Liz provided for us. Thank you very much.
You're so welcome. Always happy to provide a healthy snack.
What's up, Doc? Couldn't resist.
I couldn't.
Okay, so, CITR charts.
Yeah. Wait. Chew and then talk.
Okay.
This is so rude. Sorry, listeners.
So, Viet Cong, as we mentioned, playing this Saturday, the Biltmore along with Freaky Waves. They also happen to be number two this week on the CITR charts. Thank you very much to Sarah Accordingly. According to Accordingly, every week she throws together the hottest 30 tracks in CITR land, puts them on an email. Actually, she used to do it on Tuesday in the later afternoon, but after we said, hey, Sarah, can we get the early beat on what's happening before Discord Radio? So she's taken some extra time out of her schedule to make sure that list goes out nice and early. Thank you, Sarah. We appreciate your hard work and great shot of you, by the way, in the brand new, yet to be complete CITR studios just across the way. For those not in the know, we will be moving very shortly. We're going to stay right on your dial at 101.9 FM and on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca. But physically, we are going to be moving about, 200 meters to the southwest in our brand new studio space at the brand new sub here at UBC. We'll be moving in about 3 weeks' time.
Generally.
Ish.
Fingers crossed, a month from now, we will definitely be there.
I'm getting a little sentimental. I know I'm looking around at the walls, feeling a little sad that we're going to be moving. You guys are a little more excited about forging ahead. You, especially you, Liz, because you're like, I've only been here with you guys for the last 6-7 months, so I don't have the same kind of attachment to this place. But I'm a sentimental old fool. I get attached really easily. So after 3 years here at Discord Radio,
you get attached to a sock in the cupboard.
I've been wearing the same pair for the last 3 days. Anyways, and yes, speaking of that, we are going to celebrate a special anniversary next week, which we'll planting some seeds. We'll tell you more about that. Tune in next week, Discord Radio, right here at 5:00. Okay, so thanks again to Sarah and all her great CITR charts. Number one this week is a band from Vancouver. We love seeing the local con up there. Liz, you and I gave this band a bit of a listen the last little while. We were both really impressed.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bit of a Vancouver supergroup of sorts.
It is, definitely. This band is called Twin River, and they are composed of members from White Ash Falls, Data Plan, Capital Six, Change of Love, or Chains of Love, rather, Mode Modern, Pleasure Cruise, and more. So they're people from all over. It is a nice little five-piece. And yeah, we were both kind of impressed by the variety in this recently released first album. It just came out on the 17th of February. It's called Should the Light Go Out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I listened to the first five tracks. They all sounded incredibly different. We even had different vocalists. We had, I'm not sure who was the male vocalist on track five, Anything Good, but he sounded good.
Yeah.
We had the track three, He's Not Real and He Ain't Coming Back, is this real, like, ethereal sort of melancholy sounding track. It was a really an interesting mix. There's even a 10-minute song on here called Golden Man. So definitely worth a listen. Obviously, people have been listening because it's number one this week on the CITR charts. Without further ado, let's play the opening track to Twin River's album, Should the Light Go Out. The track is called Bend to Break. It's Twin River on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. We'll be right back.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
Hi, I'm Graham.
Hey, I'm Alex.
I'm Will.
I'm Alexa.
I'm Daniel.
And I'm Rob.
And we're Good for Grapes. You're listening to Discorder Radio
on CITR 101.9.
Woo! Oh, yeah. Hey. Oh, oh, yeah.
On all my sins are bound to me.
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. That was Weed. Weed the band. Very Googleable. From Vancouver with the track 1,000 Pounds. Weed, one of the members, Hugo Noriega, is actually our one of the our cherished members here at CITR, who actually was chasing me up for my membership money before the show. So don't worry, Hugo, I'll get that to you after the show. And we just found out that they have a brand new album going to be released next week. It's called Running Back. They're going to be doing a bit of an album launch at Anti-Social Skate Shop on Main Street next Wednesday. And if you're lucky, Discorder Radio fans, We might even get an in-studio interview with Weed the Band right here next week on Discord Radio, which would be very exciting because it would be the night before their launch and also 2 days before they take off on their East Coast tour, which is going to see them go all over the state. So we're very proud of Hugo and the boys in Weed. And while we're, you know, feeling well good about CITR and UBC and homegrown talent, we are 1 week closer to the AMS block party happening April 10th right here at UBC. How excited are you guys?
So excited.
I felt that. I felt that with conviction, Liz. I did.
Especially since I was the only one to respond.
Yeah.
So I really do. I'm feeling all of the excitement.
Yeah. We're actually not, there's no irony here. Maybe we're just a little bit, maybe the carrots have filled us up or something, but the lineup is amazing. We've got Yukon Blonde coming in from Kelowna, with they're now based in Van. We've got all the way from Newmarket, Ontario, Tokyo Police Club. We've got the last band standing winners.
Bowen and the Uproar.
Thank you. Yes, Bowen and the Uproar. And all the way from Montreal, we have this band, which has been doing amazingly on the festival circuit in the last couple of years. So we're very proud of these guys. They're a couple of crazy Canucks from Montreal. They're going to be coming right here to UBC, playing for you at the block party on Friday, April 10th. The band is Chromeo. Let's go old school. Mama's Boy, Chromeo, Discord Radio.
She says her mind her ever father, and I know she likes it. She wants a man that's got his game locked tight. I think she reminds me of my mother, and she knows I like it. I want a woman with the same brown eyes. And girl, you got it so bad. When the only boy you know is your dad. And boy, you got it so wrong. When you look into her eyes and all you really see is your mom. Oh, cause you're a mama's boy, mama's boy.
There you go. Just a short version for you to try to encourage you to...
It's the only version. That is the song.
No, there's like a whole electronic guitar solo. Trust me on this one.
Huh.
Yeah, I was rocking with that song hardcore back in 2008. But you told me back in 07 was when the album was released, Matt, from the Fancy Footwork album. It's some really catchy, simple, hooky tunes. And really proud of the guys in Chromeo. It's Dave Maklovich and Patrick Jamail, the wonderful Jewish Arab combo.
They describe themselves, like their bio for the longest time was they're the only successful
Arab Jew collaboration since the beginning of human history, or something like that, was how they build themselves. They're like two BFFs from Montreal.
Nice.
And I love, if you've ever seen them live, I don't know what it'll be like with the DJ set, but like you can tell that they're just two like best friends. It's so funny. They'll do like the back to back bro rock with the, when they're both like with the guitars, and it's adorable.
Yeah, they've been on a great show. I had the pleasure of seeing them a few times. I saw them in Toronto, Kelowna, and here in Vancouver. But I haven't seen them at UBC, but that will all change next Friday, two Fridays from now, April 10th, for the AMS block party. Very excited. Liz is like biting her lip as we speak, so she won't scream. Okay, so yeah, lots of exciting stuff happening here at UBC. We haven't even like discussed what we're going to do next here, guys. But we could, you want to talk about this, Liz? I know let's ride your wave of excitement and let you tell us a bit about this band whose name we love, especially when trying to find their Twitter handle and all the pictures that come up.
Oh yes, all of the Googling that this could unveil. So the band that we're talking about is Tits and Bread, who is a UBC project. It's three lovely ladies, Maya Graves Backus, Katie Miles, and Olivia Shaw. They just recently released their first kind of like online presence. So as of the 21st, 3 days ago, they released their EP Moonshine. It's on Bandcamp if you want to give it a listen. It's awesome. I had the privilege of seeing these ladies perform at a fundraiser that we held a month or two ago for a show that I was helping put together at UBC. And if you think they sound good online, like you should see them live because they're amazing. They make this lovely, jangly folk rock. They do, they have violin and guitar and beautiful harmonies. This EP itself is half originals and half covers. So we're going to play one of their originals right now, which is called Goddamn Circus from the Moonshine EP by Tits and Bread.
Thank you. Yeah. Oh, man, what that is? Shout out Migo, shout out Zaytoven one time.
BBC Bike Rave.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, BBC fam? Bike Rave is back. Deaf and badass. Swiper Snap is getting the grunge hips down to heavy bass, neon lights, and fast bikes. Join the boisterous conglomeration at Kerner's Plaza on March 27th at 8 p.m. We got the glow sticks. We got the music. You bring the party.
Hi, I'm Emily from Tin Pan Orange, and you're listening to Discorder Radio and CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
We are back on Discorder Radio. That was Volcanoes by Les Chaussettes. Les Chaussettes will be playing this Friday night at everybody's favorite venue. Guess what I'm talking about?
The Hindenburg?
That's right, the Hindenburg. Yes, we do love the Hindenburg here at CITR. I feel that I'm there every other week for some kind of show. It was, of course, the venue for Shindig this past fall, and it continues to host a lot of amazing events, including this Friday night, where Les Chaussettes, who you just heard, will be playing with Glad Rags and Louise Burns. Yeah, that'll be a great one. We're going to stay with the French theme and going to go from one band whose name is Avec, le title française, to Le Prochain, which I think means next.
It sure does.
Okay, actually, so right before we went on, we were talking a bit about how to pronounce the name of this band. So we all had turns munching on carrots. We got four microphones here.
Oh,
all right, so I think CJ is embarrassed to try this.
Are we really going to butcher a band's name in four different ways?
I think it's...
Speak for yourself.
I think it's Sur un plage. How would you say it?
Let's see it.
All right.
Sur un plage.
Oh, bon accent, Matt Muse. Liz?
Really?
Yeah.
Sur un plage.
Very good. CJ?
Sur un plage.
An extra gulp from CJ. Okay, there you go. Sur un plage, which literally translates to on... a beach, not on the beach. That would be La Plage. Sur un plage, a couple of guys from Vancouver, Colin McKill and Joshua Wells. There was a great little feature written about them in this month's issue of Discorder Magazine, page 20. Thank you to Esme Colburn for writing this nice little article. Liz, you've did a little bit of research on these guys.
I certainly did. Yeah, it is a fun little article. If you have your copy of Discord around and want to give it a little read. But Joshua Wells and Colin McKill, like you said, they're members of some other Vancouver bands that our listeners might recognize. So Joshua Wells is in Lighting Dust and Black Mountain, and Colin McKill was in Lord Beginner and Hard Drugs. This album that they've just released, it's their first, called Léger des Mains, which means sleight of hand.
And again, bon accent.
Merci.
Très, très bien.
It was released last week on the 17th. And it was actually, fun facts about this album, not only did they release it on their own label called Party Product, but they also recorded it at their own studio, The Balloon Factory in East Van. So it's totally self-created album.
Very cool. Okay, so let's give this puppy a whirl here. This is our feature band from this week, from, again, Discorder Magazine feature article written about these guys. This is Sur un plage with the track Minimum. Oh, and by the way, on the CITR charts tip, this, by the way, is number 15 on this week's charts. Check out the charts if you want at CITR.ca. Sur un plage, Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9, and stay tuned for some dirty spells. Oh, yeah. Right here, Discorder Radio.
No one's listening. The minimum's too minimum. Shut it down. This might be the worst case. If it seems too likely to take it lightly, I will act, then my number will have been called. Many nights. If it seems
And as promised, in anticipation of their show tonight at the Railway Club, this is Dirty Spells, Hyperbole, Discorded Radio, CITR.
Hi, I'm Hoxley Workman.
Hi, I'm Parker Bosley.
And I'm Steve Beza, and you are listening to Discorder Radio on 101.9 CITR Radio, Vancouver.
And this is Mounties!
And this is Mounties!
But seriously, it is Mounties.
We are back on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. Before the great Mountie station ID, you heard from Dirty Spells, who are playing tonight at the Railway Club. Dirty Spells, no stranger to CITR and Discorder Radio. Emily is, I guess, roommates and besties with our ex-editor-in-chief, Laurel Borelman. So we got to be included in all the wonderful world of what Dirty Spells are up to. Hope we get a chance to check out their show tonight. The new album they put out last year, Teeth, is a far cry from what they did last year, but it sounds awesome. And I love the energy and rage in that last track, Hyperbole, I think is how you pronounce it. What do you call that? The two dots above the letter again?
Umlaut.
Umlaut. And it's an U sound, right?
It lengthens the vowel, whatever the vowel.
Hyperbole. All kinds of accents today. Let's actually, you know, we try to do a theme each week. This week has kind of organically just become we've just had so much FemCon. And what's the new term you just announced there, Liz?
FranCon.
Ah, FranCon for the French content we've had on today. Yes. So for those not in the know, here at CITR, we have a system to make sure we are playing enough CanCon, Canadian content, but there's also other categories like LocalCon, FemCon, and now we just invented our own one, FranCon. So this has been the Discord Radio FemCon, FranCon version, and it's going to continue right now.
And it's also, I guess, VanCon.
VanCon is usually what we call local stuff.
Yeah. I guess local con is the more
it's
technical
term. It's been VanCon, FranCon, FemCon.
Yeah.
It's been ConCon.
Yeah. Well, let's hop on let's hop on that FemCon bandwagon. And this one sounds a bit like FranCon because we're talking about a band right now called Frankie. And if I'm not mistaken, Nashlyn Lloyd is still in the building. Very happy that we've been able to promote two bands from members who are both working at the same office right now. We already played Hugo's band Weed earlier, for a good reason, number three this week on the CITR charts. And Nashlyn's band, Frankie. Nashlyn, by the way, is the brand new ad coordinator for CITR here. Welcome to the team, Nashlyn. You've been around for a while, for the last month or so, but this is your official Discord Radio welcome. And we've been enjoying a bit of your band camp here in studio. I know you guys played open for John and Roy a couple weeks ago, which was awesome. But this Saturday, Frankie is part of this really cool event that has been going on for a while in Vancouver. It's called Common Courtesy, and it's at the venue Save On Meats. Now, Matt, what is the comparison you made about Save On Meats?
Oh, I just said it sort of made me think of Tubby Dog, which is in Calgary. It's the Tubby Dog of Vancouver. Tubby Dog is a hot dog restaurant on 17th Avenue in Calgary, if you're familiar, which is kind of like a... There's not really a good equivalent street in Vancouver, but it's sort of where there's a bunch of bars and nightlife kind of stuff. And it's during the playoffs, especially back in like the 2004 Flames Stanley Cup run, it was known as the Red Mile because it's quite close to the Saddledome. So like everyone would just come from the hockey game and just go party on 17th. Anyway, there's this restaurant there called Tubby Dog. They make just ridiculous hot dogs with insane combinations of ingredients, and sometimes they have punk rock shows there. So,
okay, and the connection from Tubby Dogs to Save On Meats here in Vancouver, for those that have not had the pleasure of experiencing Save On Meats?
Well, it's just, Save On Meats is also kind of a hip restaurant. Well, less of a restaurant, more of a meat shop, but, you know, and they also have shows.
Yeah.
Some parallels there.
And on Saturday night, they have a very cool event called Common Courtesy, which Adam Fink of both Girlfriends and Boyfriends and Gang Signs, and he's kind of like everybody's favorite drummer. He's played in about a dozen different bands in Vancouver. Adam does this event called Common Courtesy along with his buddy Jason Corbett. And so this Saturday, they always welcome a different band in to play with them. And this Saturday, the band is Frankie. Actually, CJ and I, we were actually invited to come in down one time, but unfortunately, we couldn't make it. We snubbed them, so we haven't been invited since. Anyways, we're going to play some Frankie right now. Check them out this Saturday. Spinner Records at Common Courtesy with Adam and Jason at Save On Meats. This is Powder for on Discord Radio for Frankie. And thank you, Nashlyn. I just got your Facebook message. We love you right back. Discord Radio, CITR 101.9.
a stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting independent music for over 30 years, and it keeps on living by joining efforts with local music supporters such as Vinyl Records. You can find a selection of Vinyl Records' featured albums on the back cover of Discorder and can support your favorite local bands and artists by purchasing their records. For more information on their vast selection of new, used, and rare music, go to vinylrecords.ca.
Hey, I'm Josue.
I'm Taylor.
I'm Brennan.
And I'm Jill.
We're from the Tourist Company.
And you're listening to Discorder Radio on
CITR 101.9.
Woo-hoo! Woo!
We are back on Discorder Radio. That was Frankie Powder once again playing Common Courtesy this Saturday night. Not playing a show, but playing records. That's the whole thing. Check it out every Saturday at Savon Meats. The Femcon Francon version of Discorder Radio continues right now. Are we going to... Okay, we got a couple things on the go here. Let's save that thing on the go for the end of the show as we go. Okay? That's a hint of that's coming up next. But in the meantime, Matt, we got some heads shaking here in the studio. Matt, let's stay on the Femcon buzz and talk about one of the new rising Femcon artists in Vancouver that we've both been impressed with, both in person and in sound.
Oh, yeah, no, my new favorite. You may recall how we like to hype up a local artist called Shercy. Ran into her at Peak Performance, checked out her EP. It was real good. She's got a new album supposedly going to be out this summer. But as you may recall, around this time of year, CBC Music does their Searchlight competition, which is where Canadian artists can submit songs. And then it's voted on by listeners, and then they do like regional finals. So they'll do like a regional final, and then like a Canada wide. Do you remember who won last year, Wade?
I remember it was a band from the East Coast. I was looking it up online. I couldn't get to it as quick enough. But basically, the winner gets. They've been doing this now for about 3-4 years through CBC Music. CBC Three is obviously a big promoter of this as well. The winner gets $20,000 in gear from Yamaha. They also get a gig. They also get a share the stage with whoever's playing the CBC Music Festival, which was in Vancouver last summer, Toronto the previous year, and I think it'll be in Toronto again this year. It's always the end of May. But they have literally dozens of bands from coast to coast entering, and it's a big sort of buzz conversation for music industry types, and especially it's kind of the hottest music news all over CBC for the next month or so.
Well, yeah, you've still got until the 29th to enter if you're interested in that. But yeah, and voting starts on the 30th. But Radio 3 did up a post of 11 songs submitted so far that they really liked, that really caught their attention. And Chersey made that list with her song "The Wolf" that's going to be on her new album out later this summer. So I think we're going to check out "The Wolf."
Excellent.
Which is the first time any of us have heard it. We haven't listened to it yet.
It's Discord Radio debut.
Yeah. It'll be good.
So check it out and then vote for her in the Searchlight competition starting next week.
A darkened day. Fingers locked on airways, a shade of gray. Can't see. We counted.
We are back on Discord Radio. Chersey, one of the Vancouver representatives in this year's Searchlight competition. That was her Discord Radio debut. Well, that was the track's Discord Radio debut with The Wolf. We're just about done here on our FamCon FranCon version of Discord Radio. Thanks again to everybody who helped make the show happen. Matt Muse, Liz Holiday, DJ CJ, and thank you to Mike for being patient with us as we play one more track here. These guys from California are actually going to be playing at the Commodore tomorrow night, a band that kind of rose to some notoriety because of their quirky YouTube videos. And the song I'm going to play right now, the track is called Needing Getting. They literally hooked up about 5,000 pianos, stuck them in the desert along the side of the road on their side, so the keys would be facing you as you go toward them. They rigged up this car with about 1,000 different instruments and like certain limbs that, to play bells at a certain time. It was you got to check out the video. It's pretty crazy. Needing Getting is the track. OK Go is the band. And all the sounds you hear in the song are from this car driving through the desert with a bunch of rubber arms bashing. Here they go. That's this arm is literally hitting pianos as it drives along the desert. It's pretty cool. Check out the video. In the meantime, they're playing tomorrow at the Commodore. Thanks so much for joining us here on Discord Radio. See you next week. Cheers, guys. Discord Radio on CITR 101.9.
Forget, but it don't get much dumber. It don't get much dumber than trying to forget a girl when you love her. And I, yeah, still need you. What good's that gonna do? Needing this one thing and getting up, getting another.
Please remember to watch your language.
Look, I can't speak without swearing, and I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act that I be able to smoke and swear in your courtroom. Because if I can't smoke and swear, I'm f***ed.
The following programming may contain content that some listeners find offensive. If you are sensitive to foul language or explicit content, please turn your radio the f*** off now.
And you are listening to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC.
That's Vancouver, BC.
BC.